Blog Talk Radio.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. The app gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah! But the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Psychic View. And, you know, we're only, 2 weeks away from football. Oh, my gosh. Love me some football. And the reason my radio program is on at 9 a.m. on Sundays is partly because y'all seem to find it to be the best time to call in. But secondly, it's because football starts at 10, and I don't miss any football. I'm just telling you, it's a little selfish on my part. I totally know. So the other thing I want to tell you is I have something really cool that's going to happen on Tuesday. I can't particularly tell you what it is, but I posted it on Facebook. Something really cool is going to happen on Tuesday. So I'm actually going to wish you all that same blessing. Something really cool is going to happen on Tuesday to all of you. Because I'm thinking it happens with me. It has to happen with everybody else too. So I'm sending you that wonderful blessing. So I've got several people that are new callers that I was hoping to put on the air first. So I'm going to take one caller that has asked me twice now to get on the air. And then I'm going to go to one of the new callers because I promised I would do that. So I'm going to go to area code 828. Hello, 828. Who's this?
Good morning, Mona. It's Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. What's going on?
Yeah, you had done a reading for me a few weeks ago. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, you were the one who you said that the story would make a good movie. Do you remember that reading
you
did?
Yeah. Well, what's going on with you is going to make a great movie.
Okay, so anyway, you make me laugh. So it concerns my business partner, who is the corrupt individual you were picking up on. My question to you is, he's threatening now to litigate to force a dissolution of our corporation. Do you see
mm-hmm.
him actually following through? Because you had said you're not seeing a lawsuit.
Actually, I still don't see a lawsuit. But one of the reasons, I want to go back to something real quick.
Okay.
When the two of you got together, when the two of you decided to form this corporation, first of all, I want to applaud you two for doing it as a corporation and not a partnership, because a corporation, you can dissolve it, whereas a partnership, it's way more prickly to actually dissolve a partnership, okay? So here's the thing. We have two people that came together to do something with two different ideas, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I show you here magnificent. I show him not emotionally connected, but intellectually connected. And the whole reason why there's the threat of a dissolving of the corporation, according to what I'm seeing here, is that he wants to make sure that he leaves with the ideas that he brought to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you've really got to take the personal out of this. It's not about you or him hating you. It is about you have two different ways of how you want to view this, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting here looking. I see the stress right in the middle of the cards. I see you not sleeping right in the middle of the cards. But then I also see you getting to an incredibly truthful place that
mm-hmm.
I think, and when you sent me the email before, I almost responded back and said to you, probably the best thing that could happen is the dissolving of this corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a part of you, if you really sit still enough and don't worry about the money part of it, there's a part of you that if you sit still enough, there's a part of you that's excited about the idea of not having to work with him.
Well, that's true, but I would like him to resign, and I don't want to lose the trademark.
And my here's the thing. Okay, hold on. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
Sunday morning, and you know, this is like the first thing I do with public first thing in my. So, excuse me, I'm taking a sip of coffee right now. Hold on. All right. So,
okay.
Because I got to charge into this again with you.
Charge ahead, Mona.
I'm charging ahead, baby. All right. So there's this card that's right in the middle of your reading. It is
yeah.
the most powerful card in your five-card spread. I have him. I have you. You're both coming up upright. But one of the things I want to tell you is that he is way more clever than you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not using clever in a complimentary way. I'm using
right.
it in a... He's going to hit you up with things that you hadn't even thought of.
Mm-hmm.
And he, all he wants right now is to take what he brought into this business relationship with what he knows is his. You
mm-hmm.
can get another trademark. You can create another business. And I'm telling you, there's a part of you, because I'm seeing it in the cards, that secret place that you don't really want to talk about because you're suffering over this right now. But in your most secret place, there's a part of you that really wants to do this all yourself anyway.
Yeah, I do, but I'd like him to just resign. You know, I don't want his corruption to mean that I have to, you know, dissolve the corporation.
Well, the only way that you're going to be able to have him step away is buy him out of his shares.
Uh-huh.
And I don't see that you have the money to do that here in your reading.
Well, they're retirement money, so, I mean, if I had to.
Okay, but then if here's the thing. The most important card right in the middle of your reading, Lisa, is a card that's called Getting to the Truth.
Okay.
And it's I want you to actually think about these things. The truth of how you see it, the truth of how you feel it, the truth of how you hear it, the truth of how you speak it.
Mm-hmm.
All of those. You have to come up to the truth of it. And then the last truth is, what does your intuition tell you? If your intuition tells you that this has to be all yours, then buy him out.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are destined to be a great success whether or not he's around. That's true in your cards. The way you do things, Lisa, is the way it's going to be successful. But I'm telling you, I would much rather, it would be less expensive for you to dissolve the corporation and start a new one with a new trademark than to have anything tainted by the old trademark because of the bad mojo that's now around it. And
okay,
you didn't
and
look at it.
Yeah, I will consider that. And what? So you're not seeing him following up on his recent threat to litigate.
Well, here's the thing:
not...
is that the best thing that you can do right now is instead of being reactive, be responsive. And the responsive
uh-huh.
part is that you reach out to find a friend that knows somebody that's a good mediator, that for a modest hourly fee, say $300 or $400, that the two of you can sit across the table and you can mediate this.
Yeah,
because
we're not nowhere in the same location. That's the thing.
Doesn't
so
matter.
I won't be
you
sitting.
Can do that, sweetie. You can do that over Skype. You took that really literally, but I'm telling you, you can do that mediation over Skype. okay? Mm-hmm. You can find somebody. In other words, you be proactive. Because what I want you to do is I want you to come up with several scenarios of how you can step back from this guy in the most karmic way possible. And if the worst thing, and see, the worst thing for you is that you give up all the work you've put into this trademark. I'm telling you that if it's that much work, it's the universe might be guiding you to develop a brand new one anyway. That's all under your vibration.
Hmm.
Okay? So when you look at it that way, that it may not be a bad thing. All of this, before you guys get the success you're supposed to get, and I'm telling you, you're the mojo people like to deal with, not him.
Mm-hmm.
So we already know that. So the thing is that nobody can take away anything that's between your ears. Nobody can take away anything that's in your heart. And
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, he doesn't have that. So out of the two of you, you're more wealthy.
Mm.
And you've got to look at it that way. You've got to come back into a position of power of what you honestly want as the conclusion. Forget about the trademark. Forget about the name. And decide, what do you want? And if
mm-hmm.
it turns out that you have to give up the trademark, maybe you dodged a bullet with that trademark. Because at the end of the day, you can live with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not really a bad thing. This was going to happen anyway. But I'm glad it happened now before you made millions and millions of dollars.
In this line, in terms of getting assistance, I've been looking for a contingency attorney because I spent a lot of money on a trademark attorney that went nowhere last year. Nowhere, nowhere.
Yeah, I have a great attorney here in Vegas.
What's that?
Said, my trademark attorney here in Vegas is awesome, but I've already spent almost 15 minutes with you, and I got to let you go because, you know, it's interesting that I do this program because I want to be able to offer advice. And I know you're really getting into what I say, but I think I've given you the message that you need to think about for now. But what's interesting is that I have 400 regular callers on this program. And out of those 400 callers, I think maybe two people have actually had a full reading with me. And that's okay because this is a sample of what I do because there's probably 4,000 other people that call me. And
okay.
And I'm just telling you that this is not the venue to get a full reading for free.
I'm not expecting that.
Okay, my friend. Thank you so much, and I think that I've given you some great things to think about, and I think you got this.
Thank you so much.
All right, sweetie. See you later. Bye.
All right, take care. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right. I've got okay, now there's somebody here who has from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Oh, this is Chuck.
Oh, hi, Chuck. What's your question?
Yeah, hi. Okay, I spoke with you the other day. The Wynn stock, Wynn Casino stock, was at $103 about 2 or 3 weeks ago. You know, with
mm-hmm.
the anticipation of the opening, he opened a new casino in Macau, which I assume is doing well. But now
mm-hmm.
last Friday, the stock is down to $90. So I've
okay.
got some options. I've got some options on the stock here in the next few weeks. I would like to see it back up over $100.
So this is really interesting because I think you are the first person that has ever called my radio program to ask me about stocks.
I have a lot of stock questions, but this one in particular.
Okay. So here's the thing is that to me, answering questions about the stock market would be like answering questions about gambling. And unless it comes up in the cards kind of naturally, I don't really talk about that. Although I want to tell you a story. There was a gal that I saw in her reading that she was going through this incredible lucky streak that she was about to, and that she needed to do whatever she could to be in the right place at the right time, and that it was the first time that I ever told anybody that they were going to be even a little lucky when it came to gambling. Well, she won $140,000 a few weeks later. So, yeah,
very
that
nice.
Happens. But it only comes up when, I guess, the universe is trying to tell you that. in your case, I'm going to tell you exactly what the cards say in relation to your question, and then you can take your own advice as a result of it. In the middle of the spread is a card that talks about complete control and discipline. And one of the reasons why you've probably been quite proficient with your stock trades is because you stay really disciplined and that you don't get emotionally attached to a stock. And so what's also interesting here is that there is, you are planning sort of a new beginning on the stocks. And what I'm trying to tell you is that you need to go back to the formula that works for you, that if it, this was any other stock, how would you deal with it, all right? But you're asking me a yes or no question. But what's funny is the cards that are coming up reversed, all the cards that are coming up reversed except one are minor cards. So I wouldn't necessarily immediately say, is that stock going to go over $100 again and tell you no? Because the cards that are coming up, there's a card that talks about a new way of doing what you're doing from something that you love. So if you're spending 4 or 5 hours a day or more just looking at the stocks and looking at charts and doing all that, then you know when to take action. Then there's a card of taking action, but the following card after that is a card of taking action in discipline. So the thing is what I'm getting here is that you already know the answer to this one and you don't need to ask me. And then the middle card, the only other powerful card, it's reversed. And it's the first card in the tarot deck called the Magician in traditional tarot. You have it reversed, which means you're asking me, I'll put it this way, you don't need to ask me to know this answer of this question because you already have the resources available to you. But your conclusion card is a card that talks about lighting the way for others. Now, I'll give you an example of what that means in relation to your question, is that let's say you bought a stock for a thousandth of a cent, okay, a trip one. Let's say you bought it at that, and the stock went to $5. You bought a million shares for $100, and the stock went to $5. Most people would be able to retire on that, right?
True.
Okay.
Okay, well,
I got to let you go because this is your one question. So and I spent a lot of time on it because I usually spend like 4 minutes with each call. So I just want to tell you that what it's saying right now is it's not a yes or no question. It is a question that says by your own discipline, you know when to take action. Because, Chuck, one of the things you need to know about me is I'm not a fortune teller. I'm telling you what the vibration of the cards are in relation to your question.
Thank you very much.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much. All right. I've got, you know what? I do need to remind you guys of that from time to time, that, you know, if you stay in the same vibration, things are likely to happen. But I'm not a fortune teller. You know, I'm not Zoltar at an amusement park. I'm not that. I'm looking at the cards. I'm telling you what I see. I'm giving you my gut reaction to something. And you get that here on this program, which is why I do it. All right, so I'm going to go to area code 415. Hello, 415.
Hi, Mona.
Who's
this? Hi, this is
Hi.
Jessica. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, what's your question?
I wanted to know what you saw about my living situation and a move.
Well, before I even turn cards over, I actually think that you having some space is a really, really good thing. I think you already know that it's time to move because it's time to follow your heart. There's a weird lonesomeness.
I haven't found a place yet. Yeah.
Well,
that
you
I
will.
Love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's
kind of
the
being
thing.
Pressured.
All right. Okay. I want to tell you that there are lots of places, and I'm going to tell you. I know you probably don't live in Vegas, but one of the places that I discovered because I was talking to a client is that, you know, at the Palms Hotel, I'm telling you this for a reason because I think you can find something like this. At the Palms Hotel, they have the regular hotel, and then they have the condo hotel that they've actually sold half of the rooms in that hotel as condos. But they're very, very small sort of efficiency condos. They have everything you need in them, little kitchen, little living room, bathroom, bedroom. So there's a little dining room. But they're not very big. And I think they go for, they're not cheap either, but they're not bad considering everything's included with your utilities and you get security and secure parking and all of that. You can valet every day if you want. I think they're $1,700 a month, right? So, mm-hmm. But you can do it month to month with them. So one of the things that I would recommend is you find a place that you can rent for a month. And then you look for your dream place. Because what I'm seeing here is that whatever is going on in your environment right now, you feel more lonesome in that environment than you feel, than you would feel if you were by yourself. So it was another place. So what I'm getting is that look right now for a temporary place that even if you have to put your stuff in storage, that's okay. But look for a temporary place until you find the dream place. Now, I want to tell you, you have a very, very powerful card as a conclusion of your reading. And it's a card called the Master, right? This is a card where the universe is working through you. And the more you agree with that vibration and that energy, the more you agree with it, then you can allow what you seek to also come to you. So in a way, I'm telling you, don't make it happen, let it happen. And
I'm trying to do that. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. You remember what Yoda said, right?
No.
Yoda said, do or do not, there is no try. So you can literally do this. You can find a temporary place, even if it's one of those decent week-to-week places, or ask at some of the hotels if they have a monthly rate and or a weekly rate, and you move in, but you put your stuff in storage. So by September 1st, you can have a temporary place to live. You can step back from where you are right now, and then you can take your time finding the place you really want to live in.
Right.
Because you really don't have to do this the hard way.
Yeah, I don't want to, and I've been running around like crazy, and I'm tired of doing that too.
All right. So you find something temporarily, and then you make that a little baby step to the move. But it's saying that it's funny because sometimes when I see this card, I ask people to start going to church and seeing if the people around you might meet might be looking for a renter for their place.
Okay.
I'm just telling you that I guess I want you to look into a bigger or a better source. And the first one might be for you to give yourself space to find it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, girl.
Thanks
for the call.
Thank you.
See you later.
Okay.
Okay.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Got somebody here from the 913 area code. Hello, 913. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Andy. Thanks so much for taking the call.
Oh, hi, Andy. What's your question?
Question is, I am working on really trying to get healthy, and it just seems to be a slow process. Is there anything you can give me that would help boost this process that I can do?
Well, this is interesting because it's saying that that from a place of pain comes a new beginning for you, and that if you start paying attention to what seems to start happening for you by coincidence, that you'll actually figure out the answer to this yourself. There's a card here that's called awareness. And sometimes all you need to do is start by searching on the internet to see if there are other people going through what you're going through. And maybe even if it doesn't cost a lot of money or if it's just about slightly changing a lifestyle, you start doing that.
Okay. Sounds good.
But one of the things I want to ask you is, are you getting enough rest?
No, I'm working on that, though.
Okay,
starting to take melatonin and go to bed earlier. You're absolutely right.
Okay, so here's the thing. If you don't get enough rest, your body can't heal. It just can't. And so sometimes some of the best things for you to do is spend a day when you don't have anything else on the calendar watching movies that you love, not drama movies, but movies that you love. And and I'm telling you, comedies, one of my favorite movies, I have three favorite movies that are coming to mind right now. One of them is Moneyball. Really, seriously, I love that movie. There's another movie that was with George Clooney called Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah, I've heard
have
of
ever,
that. Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen it, but
that
I've heard
movie,
of it. Yeah.
Okay, that movie is Homer's Odyssey, set in the Depression era, Mississippi area. Okay, but it is a comedy, and it is so well done. And, you know, the first time I saw it, I went, well, that's a freaking goofy movie. But then it was on a second time, and I think I happened to be doing, I think it was doing some artwork or something, and it came on the station. I chose it. I think it was on some, I can't remember. But I started watching again. Well, the second time I watched it, I got so much out of it. And now it's one of my favorite movies, all right? The third movie, and I know this is on Netflix because I was bragging about it on Facebook that this movie is on Netflix. One of my favorite movies ever is with Albert Brooks and Meryl Streep, and it's called Defending Your Life.
Yeah.
And it's about two people. Have you seen it?
Yes. It's
okay.
Funny.
It's about two people that end up basically dead at the same time, and they end up in Judgment City. And Judgment City is where their whole life is evaluated. And then it's decided whether they get to go on to the next more evolved life or they go back. And it's a beautiful movie. And these kind of movies, Field of Dreams, L.A. Story with Steve Martin, you know, these kind of movies that give you a different way of looking at your life. And really all about filling your life with love, but taking care of yourself first, because that's the secret to you having a fulfilled life, is you take care of yourself first, and then there's more than enough on the overflow to take care of everybody else you love. And some people have more overflow than others, but you can always give from whatever your resources are, from whatever your talent is. And the reason I do this radio program is to, and I said it earlier, is to give people a sample of what I do, and that I'm not a bitch when I talk to people, and I'm giving them a different way of looking at things than how they were looking at it before. That's why people call me. That's why I have so many regular calls on this program, right? And so
absolutely.
What I'm telling you here is the very first thing I'm seeing is that you need to go back to treating yourself better.
Spot on. Thank you so
much.
All
right,
much.
My friend. All right, Jessica. I'm sorry.
Appreciate
Andy.
It.
Jessica was before you. Thanks, Andy. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Okay, I got somebody here from the... By the way, I am looking to be able to get to everybody that is on hold right now, so please don't go anywhere. I'm going to start getting a little more efficient with these calls so I can get to everybody. So I'm going to area code 229. Hello, 229. Who's this?
This is Melvin Mona. This caller from Georgia.
Hi, Melvin. What's your question?
My question is I got injured in my job, I had a bad accident, so I had to go get an attorney. And I just want to know, like, how it's going to come out for me as far as my work misconduct. I've been laid off from my job because the doctor took me off from my job until they have get an MRI done on my knees, my back, my left arm.
Okay, according to what I'm seeing here is that there is some compensation coming your way, Melvin.
Uh-huh.
But the most important thing you need to do right now is take care of yourself. And it's saying that the more that you there's something that you haven't done for this lawsuit. It's sort of a loose end. There may be some I don't know, x-rays or some sort of proof from your doctor that needs to be at your attorney so that your attorney can be a little bit more of a bulldog to get
right.
get this taken care of. But what it's saying is there's something that's on your part that you haven't provided.
I'm sorry. It may be the MRI because I'm scheduled to do an MRI this Thursday.
Okay.
And that's what they're waiting on. My attorney
okay.
Is waiting.
What I'm telling you here is that there's something about that last little piece that makes things speed up for you. So that's what it's saying is that you end up with some compensation from this. Now, I don't see it's going to be millions and millions of dollars, but it does say that there's compensation coming.
Okay. Will it be?
All right,
my friend. Like,
I got to go, sweetie. I got lots of calls I want to get to. Thank you so much. See you later. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I've got somebody from the 845 area code. Hello, 845. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. It's Lucy. How are you?
Oh, hey, Lucy. I haven't heard from you in a while.
Oh, yeah. I kind of am working outside in the gardening.
Mm-hmm.
And then just focusing in getting my, like, working out. And,
good girl. So what's
things,
your question
yeah.
for me? What's your question?
My question is about what you see about finances and work has changed a lot also.
Okay, well, let me answer your question. What the cards are saying here is that the money situation with you is getting better and better, and part of the reason that I'm bringing that up is that I want you at your job right now to go to your supervisor and ask for extra work or training. Because what it's saying here is that the more that you can take the burden off your boss in some way, the more that you would actually get promoted at your regular job. So if you go to your supervisor and say, look, I really would like to help you and take on more responsibility and learn what I don't know, what it's saying here is that you're being guided by the universe. Literally, there's a card here that talks about being guided by angels, that if you take that step forward and say that you're willing to do a little more, that there would be a promotion to maybe a supervisory position that would pay you more money. And so it's saying that not only is that going to happen, but the other thing I want to tell you is that you're about to get more into your creativity, which is what I'd really like to see you do. Because there's something you do that's very creative. I don't know if it's cooking, art, performing. There's something you do that is unique to you. And I want you to do more of that.
Okay, yeah, because I was thinking to just start working since January 1st this year,
mm-hmm.
and I just want to focus on living, no focus on working a regular job, even though mm-hmm. it provides a very good insurance, but
right.
then I also focus on that source, is the our source, God, divine, is the one that is our real source that we if
okay.
I keep saying
and
the good insurance,
sweetie,
and this
and
that. And
I agree with you. Wait. I agree with you on the fact that there is unlimited abundance out there. But if you don't give yourself direction on how to allow the abundance to unfold for you, you can't just sit around painting your toenails and expecting the UPS guy to deliver it to you. You have to take a step in the direction that you would most love to do, filling up your day, and then allow things to bloom from there, okay? And because that's why I'm telling you, go ahead and treat this job as though you actually really do like it and that there could be a promotion provided there for you. So that gives you a little bit more hourly income. And then you have this other thing that says there's something you do that's creative, but you're not doing it. It's a someday kind of goal instead of a right now goal. And I want you to do the creative thing as a right now goal, even if you can only do it a little bit.
Okay, wonderful. I know what it is.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank
awesome.
You so much.
See you later.
I love you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll see you later. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I've got somebody here. Hold on. I'm going to look through all the numbers here real quick because there was somebody here that had really hoped to get on the air, and I talked with her twice about getting her on the air, and she's not anywhere here. All right, well, okay. So now I'm going to go. The next person's holding really long time. That's area code 561. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hello? Hey, Mom.
Hi, this is... Hey, who's this?
Stacy. How are you?
Oh, hi, Stacy. What's your question?
I want to know if you see a job coming anytime soon.
Okay, now... Okay, I got to ask you this, because when I have people tell me, is there a job coming anytime soon? One of the things my gut always tells me is you can get any job within a week if you just want a job. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, you can get any job. But see, what you're really asking me is, will I get a job that is mutually rewarding and actually allows me to grow and thrive and contribute in a very all-in sort of effective way?
Yes, like office.
Yeah, that question.
Yeah, not, you know, like, exactly, that's sort of like an office.
Okay, sorry, I'm giggling here because, you know, I'm sending you lots of little love and hugs over the phone. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right, so... There are two cards that I absolutely love in your reading. The first one is, it's called the Happy Marriage card. In traditional tarot, it's called the Sun. So if you want to look up the meaning of the word sun, the Sun, or the card the Sun on the internet, go ahead and look it up, because it's the happiest card in the whole deck. All right? Now, the way you get the job is by going to a different industry than you worked before, doing the same kind of duties, but in a different industry. All right? Now, what's really funny here is the industry that I see that you give a shot to do for admin work, whether it's admin work and also working as a receptionist and also, you know, doing a variety of different things, maybe a law firm.
That's what I want. Oh, that's what I want, because I went to school for that. And
okay.
Mona, I am so happy you said that, because the only reason I tried for some of them and the only reason I haven't gotten those, the ones I applied for, is because they said looking for somebody that speaks bilingual and Portuguese and Spanish, and I'm like, I don't have that. I
okay.
took Spanish and Greek.
Sweetie, the bigger the law firm, the less they need that.
Wow.
So I want you to, I literally want you to do a search for the top 10 law firms in your city, all right? And
yes.
Then what you do, I'm going to give you this advice, and if nothing else, it's going to give you the attention you want, all right? You look for the top 10 law firms in your city. You go on their websites, and you see what they have available. If there's any, I just want you to get the job. It doesn't matter what the job is, even if you start out as a receptionist, okay? Because when they discover what you can do and all the skills you have, you will be fast-tracked and promoted into something you like better, all right? So what you do is you look at these top 10 law firms, you apply online for one of those jobs. It doesn't matter which one it is. 3 days after you apply online, I want you to show up at that law firm with an extra copy of your resume in an envelope and 3 dozen donuts. And you walk up to the front desk and you ask the receptionist if someone from Human Resources is available. And if they say no, say, okay, well, I wanted to bring these donuts to Human Resources with an extra copy of my resume just to introduce myself to you all in person.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they meet you, they love you.
Wow.
Okay, so you do that this week. So you spend today and tomorrow applying online at the top 10 law firms. And with each one of them, you do the donut ambush 3 days later. Now, what's going to happen is that receptionist is going to go, she was really nice. She brought us donuts and an extra copy of her resume. Apparently, she applied online for a job with us and wanted to come and introduce herself to us in person. That's huge. because so that's how you get the job. And I got to go, girl, because I got lots of calls.
Thank you so much. Thank
All right,
you.
See you later.
Okay,
see ya. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 559 area code. Hello, 559. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Evelyn.
Oh, hi, Evelyn. What's your question?
My question is, I've been contemplating for a while to move to the to an area that's about 2 hours away near the coast.
See, there's nothing like living by the water.
Yeah. It's just I'm scared of I fear the high, you know, prices of real estate, and that's probably what's setting me back from actually pursuing it. And I just want to know if you're able to pick up if that's going to become a reality anytime soon.
I'm going to ask you a really odd question. I'm going to just ask, I mean, because I have this idea for you that just came to me, so I'm just going to give you this idea. Is where you live right now okay?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, and the second question is where you live right now close to where you work?
No.
So living closer to the coast is closer to where you work?
No.
All right.
I work.
Okay. The reason I'm asking you this is because I think if you were to create a side business where you got yourself insured and bonded, all right, and the side business would be professional house sitting, and the only places you market to are real estate agents and to maybe the Penny Saver or the Craigslist, or you advertise somewhere where people know that you are licensed, insured, and bonded to do house sitting. So then you could get little snippets of staying in somebody's house for maybe a week or a couple months, and you get paid a modest amount to stay there, but you get to be by the water.
Oh, that's I never thought about that.
Well, I just got that idea for you because that may be the baby step you need to decide if you actually want to live there or if you want to live maybe a half hour by the water instead of right by the water.
Okay, that makes sense.
So it
Great
what,
idea.
And part of the reason I asked you about is where you live okay and then is where you live close to your job is that maybe the next place you move to is a baby step toward where you really ultimately want to live, and it's close to where you work.
Okay.
Because if your commute to work is very short, then work becomes easy. Work becomes a place that at the end of the day you can dump the work at work and come home and have a great day. And if you are closer to work, it just may be more comfortable for you. And when you get into that more comfortable energy, other things start to happen.
Wow. Okay. Yeah,
right,
I work an hour away from home. So thank you so much.
So you're welcome. See you later. Bye.
Okay.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 617 area code. Hello, 617. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Gwen. How are you?
Hi, Gwen. What's your question?
My question is in regards that I actually gave my resignation Wednesday? I believe it was last Wednesday.
Yeah.
And before that, I had a conversation with the COO, and he did not accept my resignation.
Oh, good, because they really didn't want you to resign.
No,
As a matter of fact, the COO probably offered you another job.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say. Well, we are sitting down, and he wanted me to really focus on what is it I want, what would my day be like, and we really sat down, and he broke everything down. I mean, it was great. And he's like, he says, give me a chance, give us a chance. And see what
you
can do.
You're not. So, okay. Here's the thing. Here's your card.
Mm-hmm.
You have your COO who's coming across as this big swinging dick success. I like him a lot. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's your COO. He is. He is not lying to you. He is not trying to deceive you. He loves your work ethic. But what he's realizing, because you actually had the balls to step forward and go, okay, this is what's wrong here,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not sure
yes.
I can tolerate it, all right?
Yes.
So what's happening now is that you've basically pulled the mask off. You've actually pierced the veil of probably a deeper problem that he feels in his gut,
yes.
but nobody's
yes.
had the balls to step forward
yes.
and say anything about it.
Yes.
All right? There are some stinky people that work in that company. They're
mm-hmm.
backbiting. They're lazy.
Yes.
They don't do their job. And
mm-hmm.
that what's going on here is that he knows that he needs to get rid of the rotten apples.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not
yes.
one of them.
Yes.
And I will tell you that if you take this man on as your mentor, if you believe
mm-hmm.
him, this is
mm-hmm.
going to be the best thing that ever happens to you, because your conclusion
yes.
card in your reading is a card called the World.
Wow.
It's the most
yeah.
successful card. So
yeah.
when he asks you, describe what your perfect day at work looks like, says
mm-hmm.
to me that he's more spiritually connected. He's more
yes.
globally connected
yes.
than he reveals to most people.
Oh, my God, yes. Yes.
So when he said that to you, all you need
yes.
to do is say, well, I think the baby step about this would be to put me in this area.
Yes.
Instead of the area you're in.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, Mona, me moving in that direction, I knew in my gut, because I've been praying for change, I didn't know how it was going to happen. I know that it was spirit. There is no doubt in my mind.
Well,
because many people have
the
given their I'm sorry,
okay,
go ahead. I'm excited.
Gwen, what people don't understand is spirit works through people.
Yes.
There's a guy that I talked to for a phone session the other day, and he was stuck. And all I did was give him one little suggestion, and it was like 1,000 doors opened for him.
Yes. Yes.
But you got to remember that. So sweetie, you got
yes.
this. You've
yes.
got this.
Yes.
All right, girl.
Yes.
Got to go.
Thank
you. See you later.
Thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 636 area code. Hello, 636. Who's this?
Oh, hi. My name's Marie.
Oh, hi, Marie. What's your question?
I just started a job about 2 weeks ago, and I like it there, but then I was also, the job I really wanted, I didn't get, and they said they'd keep me in mind for future. And I was
yeah.
wondering, do you see me staying at my job now that I'm at and succeeding, or should I still keep trying
you know
for
what's
something else?
So funny? Okay, wait a minute.
What?
What is so funny is you're supposed to be at this job, and I'm not sure if it's for 7 weeks or 7 months.
Okay.
But according to this, you're supposed to be at this job, and you're supposed to act as if it's the best job on the planet for you. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not
okay.
your dream job, but this is not about you being a giver. This is about you actually soaking up like a sponge everything you don't know.
Okay.
So, and when you do that, and you go in with the idea that when you walk into your job, there's no perfect place but being at that job for 8 or 9 hours.
Uh-huh.
And when you go in with that attitude, what happens is that your whole vibration changes. And I think what's going to happen is the dream job, the job you really want, is going to manifest either at this company or at another company, but then you're more ready to take it. Because if you'd gotten that other job that you wanted, you
mm-hmm.
wouldn't have been hired in at the salary you deserved.
That's true. I wouldn't have.
Okay. So now you dive into this job. You act like it's the best job on the planet. And over the next several months, and I think it's 7 months you're supposed to stay at this job. So that takes you
mm-hmm.
to what? May of next year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So around April of next year, you start looking online for the dream job, because you're going to be worth 15 or 20% more because you have a job now for the dream job than if you'd taken the dream job earlier.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
So it's not a bad job. As a matter of fact, there's a guy that you're going to work with that is, you know, he seems real casual, but he knows a lot. That's the guy I want you to be work friends with. Whatever guy that you work with that seems to really know everything going on in the company, very politically aware and astute, that's who you need to be friends with. All right? But
okay.
The thing is we don't have to do this the hard way. I want you to do this the easy way. Wait for the divine timing, which is going to be probably closer to April or May, and then you start looking for your dream job because you won't be stressed when you look for it.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
is
gal
my
pal,
safety okay
call.
There? Okay. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, oh, I don't see that problem. Yeah, no. See you later.
Okay, good. All right.
Bye. All right. Let me see. I'm going to just look one more time to see if the gal that had asked to get on the radio is here, but she's not. So now I'm going to go to area code 956. Hello, 956.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi, Mona. How are you?
Yes. What's your first name?
My name is Tony. I have a call before, and I'm just checking status. I'm hoping maybe about a month or two.
Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. You're speaking so softly that I didn't get your first name.
Oh,
what is your first name?
Tony.
Tony. All right, Tony. What's your question?
My question is, Mona, is I would like to know if I'm ever going to get married. Am I going to stay single forever? I've had such bad luck.
Okay, so I want to tell you something right now, and I want you to realize that And I'm going to say it this way, and I'm going to say it in the most loving way I know how to say it,
mm-hmm.
is that there is no such thing as a knight in shining armor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There's no such thing. There is the perfect person for you, but they don't gallop in on a white horse and rescue people. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you happen to meet a fireman or a policeman. All right? I'm just telling you. And the reason I'm bringing that up to you is that even if the perfect man for you was going to present himself right now, you are not in the vibration to accept it because you're still struggling over a lot of pain. And I'm telling you that men want to connect with women that are, and I know this is going to sound like a very, very global thing mm-hmm. to something that's very personal, but I'm going to tell you that most men want to connect with women that are already where they want to be and are looking to travel that same path with a partner. And it's not about looking for the one or the soulmate. It's about looking for your companion of choice.
Mm-hmm.
And part of finding the companion of choice is by you doing something that brings you joy and is fun and is participating so that you're in a better energy when you actually meet this guy, all right? But I tell people, your dream guy, your perfect companion of choice is not going to be delivered to you by the UPS guy unless it is the UPS guy. All right?
I agree. There have been some people, but, I mean, I think I'm ready, but I feel like the person I was talked to before, I feel like he was not ready.
Okay, sweetie, nobody from the past is supposed to be a part of your future romantically.
No, he wasn't from my past.
Okay,
he was not
but
from my past.
No, sweetie, nobody right now that you know is the one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and when I say the one, I mean the companion of choice that's perfect for you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So the way you're going to meet the one, the companion of choice is perfect for you, that's not a knight in shining
mm-hmm.
armor, is by taking some sort of class or some sort of learning experience that also includes men. And I want you to think about that. It could be a cooking class. It could be it could be going to OSHA training classes where you're finding about safety at home and learning CPR
mm-hmm.
and learning first aid and all of that. But men
mm-hmm.
have to take that because of maybe some sort of credential connected with their job. But what it says
mm-hmm.
here is that you need to meet guys in a situation where it's not about necessarily meeting guys. It's about learning
mm-hmm.
something, all right? Because you have this wonderful, sweet energy, and you got to pull yourself out of this overwhelming wanting to have it. And in the process, participate in something that also has to do with that also involves men. All right, gal pal, I gotta go. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See you later. You're welcome. All right, I've got somebody here from the 678 area code. Hello, 678. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Oh, hi, Kathy. What's your question?
I had a question. I had some work done in my house by a contractor, and they damaged a lot of things that they worked on, and then some of my content items, like my sofa, et cetera. Having a little problem with the insurance company paying for everything.
Okay, wait. Your insurance company or their insurance company?
Their insurance company.
Okay. What this is saying is that you need to take action and file this in small claims court. That this is not about you being Miss Nice Girl anymore. It's actually about you filing a lawsuit or filing some sort of – here's the thing is that, you know, with the advent of all these places that you can make public comments, one of the things that they really should do is step up and take care of you, because if they don't, you're going to basically not say something good about them on the Internet, all right? But I don't think that you should do that first. I think the first thing you should do is see about filing a small claim for the amount that it costs you in damage. And that you have the because when you do that, if you actually give them a notice that you're filing a small claim, they may turn around and pay you more quickly.
Okay.
And I know that's not what you want to do. We love it when people step up and do the right thing. But these people, I get this very strong hand-to-mouth kind of living that they have going with their business. And unless you do something that is brought that will draw them up by their short hairs, they're not going to act. They're going to drag this along.
No, I'm talking the insurance company, not the contractor's name.
Okay, but that's my point is the insurance company connected with that contractor, it's still the reputation of the contractor. Because if the contractor really cared about their work, then they would push along the insurance company to pay you.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Because the original filter of the work came from the contractor.
Right.
And if they're blaming the insurance company, I actually think there's some feet dragging going on here, and the only way to get people to step up is by doing something legal. And I don't think that's going to cost you that much to actually file the small claim, but that's what I would do if I were you.
Okay, that's it, because I have to do a right of repair thing before I file the, and it takes
But it does say that the only way for this to be resolved is if you take action. And that you can't be Miss Nice Girl about it. Sorry, sweetie, I got to go. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Each week, Mona selects a fan from her Facebook page for an extended reading, so if you'd like to be considered, please like her page. Her Facebook page is Mystic Mona, and you may also follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to DiceWisdom.com.